From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Republicans in the California legislature say they like Governor Jerry Brown's pension proposal so much they're introducing it themselves. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the GOP hopes to isolate majority Democrats who believe the governor is overreaching.
The Republicans are taking Brown's exact language and introducing it word for word, effectively daring Democrats to say no to their own governor. Assembly Minority Leader Connie Conway says Democrats can't just pass bits and pieces of the governor's 12-point plan.
I would rather look at this comprehensively, take a serious look at it. We agree with the governor on this. The Dems need to get on board, and let's do something about this. I think it can't happen, you know, too soon.
Brown wants to create a hybrid pension formula that includes a 401k-style plan. He also proposes increasing the retirement age and requiring equal contributions from employees and employers. Neither the governor nor Democratic leaders had much to say in response, but the union coalition opposing a major pension overhaul is calling the GOP move nothing more than election year politics. A legislative committee holds another pension hearing next week. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Congresswoman Doris Matsui has co-authored an amendment to the House of Representatives' transportation bill. She wants to see pedestrian and bicycle pathways included in road projects funded with federal money. She says many city streets in California have no curbs or bicycle lanes.
Opening up roadways to pedestrians and cyclists not only increases safety, but we all know that it improves the health of our community. By providing safe and convenient alternatives to driving, we make it easier for people to incorporate physical activity into their daily routine.
Matsui is a Democrat from Sacramento. The amendment is co-authored by Stephen LaTourette. He is a Republican from Ohio. The National Complete Streets Coalition says 7,000 California pedestrians were killed in the last decade. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prell.